Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
For just one corporate job, only 4 to 6 people will get an interview for every 250 that go in as far as resumes go. That's crazy just to even get a shot. Those are not good odds. The fact is, you need a real person advocating to a real employer that has a real job. And that's where Express Employment Professionals come in. Express is your local resource to help you get a new job. Express has more than 18,000 jobs available weekly. That's 18,000 jobs that need to be filled right now. Find your nearest office at expresspros.com. And Express never charges a job seeker to help find employment. Your locally owned Express office can connect you with available jobs in your community. On expresspros.com, you'll find jobs in manufacturing, accounting, customer service, information technology. Visit the nearest Express office today to speak with hiring professionals connected to the available jobs in your community. Visit expresspros.com to find a location near you. Expresspros.com.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Monday. Morning to you.
Morning.
So Amy lives in a part of town that's been called one of the coolest towns in America, right? Like her area of town is called one of the coolest areas of any town in America. And so she's out walking her dog. She's got some zit cream on her face. And she runs into Brothers Osborne, one of them, right? Because she lives like 2 houses down in the coolest part of America.
It's pretty
right?
cool.
And I wasn't expecting on seeing anybody. I knew I had the zit cream on my face. But I was like, my dog needed to go out. I didn't have a lot of time. I needed to keep it on. I needed to keep it medicating, doing its thing. And so I just go to take her out and expect to see nobody. And then, boom, who walks outside right when I'm going past their house real quick? TJ.
Well, Brothers Osborne. We already said that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So anyway, he's super nice about it. We addressed the elephant in the room right away.
Yeah.
Because
your face
there was no avoiding it. And he was so kind. He said, even with that on your face, you still look good. I said, thank you. I said, thank you
he's
so
good.
Much.
Good.
Like, you're a nice guy. You
even,
are nice.
Even with that on your face, you still look good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It went sort of like that.
Yeah.
He had some other dude with him. I met him. I was like, hi. Nice to meet you. Yeah, it was awkward.
Well, it's funny you go walk the dog with zit cream on.
Because it was right outside my house. I wasn't expecting to see anybody. I just thought, I felt like I needed to take her out because she can't. Normally, I just let her out in the backyard, but because my garage is being built, we don't have a fence.
The Garage Mahal.
Yeah, the Garage Mahal.
How's that thing growing?
It looks great.
Yeah?
Yeah. So because I can't just throw her in the backyard, I have to take her outside.
Are tourists coming to take pictures of the Garage Mahal? It's like the tallest thing in the town.
It's because it's on a hill. No, my backyard goes up on a hill. It is awkward.
Above the trees?
You can always find Amy's house. Just search for the North Star. I mean, Garage Mahal and follow it.
Yeah.
Follow the garage. Well, it's good.
I know. Yeah. It's just a normal garage. I promise you, it's on a hill.
Yeah, no, we're not even talking about that. I'm talking about zit cream. We're back.
Oh, yeah.
Monday, had a good weekend. Hope you guys had a good weekend.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people, doing cool things.
It's ICU.
So Andrew Wright went inside a Cleveland gas station to pay for his gas. He came out, his car been stolen. And so he's like, oh, no. Then he realized his therapy dog named Polo was inside the car. So then he's like, oh, no, oh, no. The local news did a story on it. Car was stolen. Polo the dog stolen. This woman named Mariah, she was watching the news, and she was like, wait, I think I just saw that dog running down the street.
No way.
She goes out, calls the dog. Dog comes over to her. Name tag says Polo. She picked out Polo, took him to the Cleveland City Kennel, said, hey, I saw this on the news. See if you can track this guy. They got with Andrew. Andrew's got his dog. Insurance pays for the car. Now he's got Polo back.
That's amazing.
I'm telling you, the dog would have been a bigger thing.
Oh, yeah.
Because the car, it stinks for a second, but the car you can get back. Yep. And you will get back.
Polo, mm-mm.
Polo, your dog? But she saw it because she was watching the news. Her name's Mariah Singleton.
Shout out.
That's crazy. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
There's producer Raymond in weather news. Temperatures are dropping throughout a lot of the country in the next day. It's going to be 10 to 15 degrees cooler this week. In other news, Justin Timberlake is going to be headlining the Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show. It was just announced. And finally, in sports, the World Series is all set. It's the Dodgers and the Astros. Series kicks off tomorrow night.
Guy hit $6 million in the lottery. And then he tried to hide it from his wife and then split from her.
How do they plan on getting people savage. Like this plan on getting away with it?
Don't say savage. Oh. You never say savage. What? Don't say savage. Just 4 days after he won $6 million, he packed his bags, took his passport, and left home. They'd been living together for over 2 years, they'd been married. He wanted to buy a muscle car, and she never wanted him to have it. So he was like, I'm out of here, man, not telling her. And then of course she found out.
Mm. He needed that muscle car.
Savage. Stop it, Lynn Fox.
I mean, it was a proper use.
It sort of is savage.
Again, you guys aren't 12.
Bobby, stay woke.
Stop.
Okay. Yeah, you got to stay with the times.
Okay, see, that's like what someone says is 50. Stay with the times.
I hosted a Haiti event last night, and on stage I said, stay woke. Wow. I don't know why people give me the microphone.
It just sounds like something Katy Perry would say, and she even sounds old saying it.
You know what really? I mean?
Yes.
Well, the person that went on stage before me told people to get out their checkbooks. And I
was like,
and so I said, y'all, I know you don't have your checkbooks. We need to stay woke.
Stop that. That's not even what that means. That's not even the same thing.
Be aware that nobody uses checkbooks anymore.
No, that's not, you're not even using it properly.
You're confused again now.
You gotta use it right.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, back at it here on a Monday. Time for positivity.
Tell me something good.
Tell me something good time. So a Chicago teen had been warned about sneaking onto the basketball court at a local fitness facility because he kept breaking in and he would play basketball and they were like, hey, kid, you can't be coming in. So they called the cops on him. He was in there shooting. And the officer goes, it's this place called X Sport Fitness. And he's like, hey, man. They keep saying that you're breaking in. You can't do this. And he's like, I just want to play basketball, and I don't have any money. The cop bought a membership.
Wow.
How about that?
Isn't that awesome?
There you go. Amy?
I love that. So a 5-year-old emptied out her piggy bank to buy milk for a classmate. So she has milk every day with her lunch, but she noticed one of her classmates never bought milk, and it's because the classmate couldn't afford it. So she emptied out her piggy bank and was like, you know what? I'm going to start buying my classmate milk. And then other people found out about it, and then a GoFundMe page was started, and they have milk money raised for all students that can't afford it for the rest of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Lunchbox, you're up.
1 year ago, a family lost their family dog. It ran away in the middle of the night in the storms, thought they lost it forever, adopted a new dog, got a call, found it, microchipped, reunited, so now they got two puppies.
How far away was the dog?
60 miles.
Do you know something that some of these shelters are doing that's pretty crazy, and it's pretty awesome, I learned about? Because I did this whole thing with my dog about adopting instead of buying from a breeder.
Yeah.
So what happens with shelters is they have these programs around 4th of July. You talk about storms, but this just reminded me. And so they ask people from like July 1st through the 6th to take dogs from the shelter just for those 5 days, because when the fireworks hit, dogs escape all the time. They got to put them in the shelter because they have no room. So because people are taking those dogs for those 5 days, they have room to put all the escape dogs. People can match their dogs back, get them back home. Then the other dogs go back. And then some of them end up loving the dogs and keeping them.
Oh, wow.
It's a fantastic program.
That's really cool. It's like fostering.
Temporarily. It's a temporary foster for a firework. Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So they want to book Adele to go and play in Vegas as a residency. And so they're offering her $50 million for the year.
Hello.
Oh,
my goodness.
Wow.
It's me.
What?
I was wondering if after all these years you'd like to me to go over.
$500,000 a show.
Everything. They say the time's supposed to heal ya, but I ain't done much either.
The Wynn has offered her $50 million for a 1 year residency. Negotiations are just beginning. She'd become the highest paid performer in Vegas, earning $500,000 per night.
Wow.
That's crazy, huh? That's crazy people money.
Hello.
She's that popular.
It's me.
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Well, I mean,
I
understand, but Celine Dion's been there, Garth Brooks. I'm saying she's that big where she could be the best of all time.
Well, everybody new makes more than the last. It's like an NFL quarterback. You don't have to be the best. You just got to be the latest.
Man.
But yeah, she's as big as anyone. Yeah, she's bigger than, I mean, somebody hits a Celine, like, over all time. But if you put both of them in a, and said, hey, we're doing a stadium, who's going to fill out more seats? Adele is.
Huh.
Wow.
So, yeah.
I need to go see her. Any of my friends have gone to see her live and say it's like life changing.
Adele? I've never been to a concert that changed my life. Like, people always say things are life changing. I go to things, sometimes I'm like, I'm kind of motivated.
I know. I was just giving you their dramatic response. Nah. Like, it must be worth it.
I tell you what, I saw Chris Jansen. Life changing. This guy.
Yeah, he is. He's good.
Rock and roll, man.
Bobby Bones.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30 Second Skinny.
Shay Mooney of Dan and Shay got married this weekend. Dan was a groomsman. Their 9-month-old son, Asher James, was carried down the aisle in a little baby tux. It was so cute. And Shay performed an emotional song that he wrote for his bride on an acoustic guitar at the reception. So congratulations to them. Jason Aldean's cover of Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down on SNL is available for download, and he's donating the profits to a fund that will benefit victims of the Vegas shooting. You can also buy an I Won't Back Down t-shirt with those proceeds going to the same fund. You can find them at jasonaldean.com. I'm Amy. That's your 30 Second Skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Two men needed to get to the courthouse because one guy had to pick up an ankle monitor, you know, for, you know, supervision purposes. They're like, man, we don't have a ride. We don't have a ride. I got it. We'll steal a car.
Oh, wow.
So they stole a car. Only problem is it had a GPS tracking device. And police were like, man, that's going right to the courthouse. So they just waited. When they walked up, arrested them for the stolen car.
Oh, they stole a car to get to the courthouse to get an ankle bracelet to monitor their actions.
Yes.
I mean, it all makes sense because it's a bunch of dumb moves from a dumb group of people.
Yeah.
But wow.
One bad decision leads to another bad decision leads to jail. Mm. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
So a school district in Michigan said, hey, parents, heads up. Because there's a bus that's unmarked trying to pick up kids. And it's And it's not a school bus. The superintendent said that the unmarked yellow bus sped off after a parent was like, do not get on that bus, started yelling at kids. So they had to put a letter and go, and they have a picture of the bus. And I posted on Friday on my Twitter, and I was like, this is scarier than any clown in a
100%
drainage ditch.
I mean, that is, what in the world?
I had a friend that bought an old school bus once, and I always thought that was kind of creepy.
What it, but to what like, did they do with it?
Like a party I don't bus?
Doesn't matter. No, it wasn't a party bus. Even that's kind of creepy, too. Oh. Why would my friend buy a party bus?
I don't know.
Anybody ever see, you know, and we have a phone number you can call, 877-77-BOBBY. Like, anything creepy going on in your neighborhood where you're like, I think there's something to that. An unmarked school bus trying to pick up kids?
Man.
Oh. Like, maybe that's not even the real story, you know? But it probably is, and that's creepy. Oh. There's a story about a school bus driving around a town. It's an unmarked school bus, and the school bus is trying to pick kids up. And that's creepy. Christina in Virginia Beach.
Yes.
What's creepy in your town?
What's creepy in my neighborhood is in the cul-de-sac, there's an older man who has a white van. Well, it's a white van with no windows. The license plate also says white van. The bumper sticker says go away. And I said hello to him. I'm new. And he said, hello. I said, that's a cute dog. He had a little dog with him. And he looks at me and smiles and goes, little kids like the dog, too. Oh. Well, I didn't have a little kid with me. Now, there's lots of little kids in the cul-de-sac. I have a little kid
who
he's never seen. It's very creepy. And he was just smiling at me like it should be okay that little kids like his dog, too.
Well, that's just a lot of things at once. Like, none of those stick out to me as wild until you start to add them all together.
Yeah.
And then it's like, maybe there's something to this. Thank you for the call, Christina. Appreciate you. Brandon in Manchester, what's up?
Yeah, when I lived in Murfreesboro a couple of years back, there was a guy driving around in an old school bus. Of course, he took stencil or something like that and spray painted across the side of it a different word for special needs school bus, which I found creepy. Looked like the windows had been messed with, and helmets were hanging around in the back.
What in the world?
Yeah.
He wrote that on the bus?
Wow.
Everybody understands what he's saying, right?
Yes. Yes.
Dang it.
Yes.
Wow. Oof. Well, watch out for school buses, I guess. All of them. All school buses. Man. Watch out for them.
Yeah.
Man, I would probably, if I were a parent, if I were a dad, and I saw a school bus try to pick up kids, mm-hmm. I'd probably jump in that school bus.
Yeah, find out who's driving it.
And beat the
and
crap
beat
out
the
of
living,
them. That's
yes.
just me, though, because I'm a boxer now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just looking for a fight, you know what I'm saying? Lots of people are saying that when that It movie came out, people were putting red balloons everywhere. Hey, Danielle, you're in Ohio. Did that happen to you?
Yeah.
Did you see the movie? So was it creepy to you?
I've seen the original. I haven't seen the new one.
Because I haven't seen the movie, and I was like, oh, cool, red balloons. That's cute. Like, for me, it did the opposite because I didn't see the movie. But I guess it would be scary, I guess, if you saw the movie.
Yeah, just because where we're at, there's a lot of, like, places that are kind of closed down. And it seemed like they would stick them all over the place where everything was, you know, like, kind of desolate and, like, really, really creepy. So when you see just nothing there but that, it was scary.
Yeah. What are you doing this morning?
On my way to work.
Yeah, what kind of job you have?
I work in an office. I work in a mental health facility.
Well, wow. Good for you. That's got to be tough work.
You guys are what get me through my day. You start my day off.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, thanks for calling, and I appreciate you jumping in the old topic there.
You bet. Thank you so much.
All right, Danielle, appreciate you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, so Amy's been in the adoption process for over 4.5 years. We've been going through all the trials and tribulations all on the air, and I feel like I ask you about it a lot, and then a caller calls in Friday and is like, hey, what's up? And Amy just like tells her all the stuff we'd never heard before. So we just want to know what's up.
Well, it sort of all just happened, and then, yeah, we hadn't gotten to talk about it yet, and I was like, well, okay, I'm just going to throw this out there, that November 7th is a huge day for paperwork for us, like moving our paperwork, moving through the court system there, and then after that, I have on good authority that their stuff will move pretty quickly and the kids should be home before Christmas.
But
that's word on the street.
Okay, but how do you, because you've told us that
they'd
be
here
before June.
Well, I know. Remember how I told you I had dinner with the former prime minister, and I mean, literally the first thing he said when we sat down, and that was his first time actually meeting the kids face to face. Now I have met him and spent time with him, but he saw them, and I think like having that interaction is just like, okay, what do we need to do? Let's get these kids home. And that's literally what he said. And he has been, so far, I'm seeing things happen, and he seems to be holding true to his word.
So you're saying the kids will be here by what date?
Oh, I don't have a date, just before Christmas.
Okay, 2017, they'll be here.
Which would be amazing, because you know if we hit like the January time frame, that'll be like the five-year mark.
They're not going to know what winter is.
Oh, yeah, I know. And all they know is heat their entire life. And we spend Christmas with our family in Colorado.
It's going to be like another planet.
So they might see snow. They're going to be like, where have we moved?
Okay, so by the end of 2017.
Yeah.
October, November, December.
Yes, please.
2 months and a week or so. All right.
Yeah.
This is a Bobby Bones show.
Bobby Bones.
So Lunchbox went to a movie this weekend. What'd you guys go see?
Boo 2, the Madea, whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the number one movie this weekend.
Madea Halloween. I take it that was your wife's choice?
That was my wife's choice. She'll only go to the movies if it's comedy because she doesn't want to feel things in the movie. So she picked it, and I was like, fine, whatever. And it was just whatever. But the problem was we were there, and a family comes in. It's a husband and wife, I assume, and they're three little kids. They sit on the very front row, and the kids don't sit down. They just run and wrestle and play the whole time in front of the movie screen while the parents are watching the movie.
What?
And I felt like maybe they didn't have a sitter, and they just wanted to go to a movie theater, so they were like, okay, we'll just take the kids, and we'll sit in the front row so they have a place to play. After 45 minutes of them wrestling and running back and forth, I had enough, and I went and told the manager. I am not tell the manager guy, but I just found myself kept looking at them instead of looking at the movie screen, and I was annoyed, and the manager came in and talked to him, and then he went over, and the mom had the kids sit down. He went and stood to the side where she couldn't see him. Kids start playing again. He came and took him out.
Wow.
Took the family out of the movie theater.
Why would people think that's okay to do? To let your kids play.
It's a good question.
Yeah, just...
It's
selfish,
so not okay.
Just not aware of other people's.
So nobody else in the theater said anything, though?
Not that I know of. I mean, people.
Even out loud. They were like, hey, kids, sit down.
No, I don't think you reprimand other people's kids.
Oh, you do from the dark when no one can see you.
Oh, well. That's
true. Yeah. That's how I yell at everybody. Yeah, when no one can see me.
And maybe the manager got other complaints, and that's why he took such action so quick. But I was just like, I can't take it. Like, I'm annoyed. Like, I'm trying to enjoy the movie, and these people are just running back and forth in front of the screen, wrestling.
Everybody feel okay about that?
Oh, yeah.
I would have told before 45 minutes.
For sure.
First of all, 10 minutes in, I'd be like, hey, can we stop the kids from playing?
Yeah.
Because I'll yell in a movie theater at somebody.
Oh, okay.
When it's dark, I got a shield on, baby. Then I would have went and told way earlier. For once, I don't fully disagree with you about how you handle it.
I know.
By the way, you can call us if you want. 877-77-BOBBY. You go to the movies and somebody's doing something completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Or...
Have you narked on people?
Have you told on somebody? Because, again, we're not really the tell-on kind of crew.
No. Especially Lunchbox.
He's the one that gets told on.
Yeah.
More than anything.
Okay, true.
Our number's 877-77-BOBBY if you guys want to hop in and do that. Dr. Phil hit somebody.
Oh.
Do you guys know the
like,
story?
No.
Like in a car.
In his car.
Oh.
So the story goes, Dr. Phil's driving a car. This kid comes out on the skateboard. Boom. Nails him, right?
Oh.
Gets out. Everybody's okay. I think it was kind of the kid's fault from what I'm reading. Everybody's okay. Good. Everybody goes away. Well, now all of a sudden the kid's like, oh, my neck.
Of course.
Oh. I'm a little injured. Oh.
He saw who's driving that car.
Exactly.
Right.
Oh.
Dr. Phil.
That's got to be a crazy thing to hit a human in the car.
It's got to be. My mom did that one time, picking up my sister from a ballet class or something, and two little girls ran in front, and she hit one of them.
Yeah, what?
It was terrible. But, I mean, no one was hurt, but my mom was just like, I can't drive anymore for, like, weeks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Traumatizing.
Traumatizing. So scary.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh. Someone ran over my nephew, like, straight up ran over his entire body. But he was fine.
Our old boss backed over his kid, and he was fine. His kid was fine.
Oh, my
so crazy.
Yeah.
This Dr. Phil skateboarder, though, straight up was like, I'm good. Wait, you're Dr. Phil? Oh, yeah. My neck!
Man.
And I would say poor Dr. Phil.
Yeah, but...
But those two things don't really go... I don't know the whole story. Back in the day, Reba's house was up for sale, and Lunchbox called. And we're just trying to get in and see it. Here's Lunchbox calling... Trying to buy a Reba's house.
Worth Properties.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to call about 175 Road, trying to get some more information on that.
It's listed for $7,900,000.
It has a total of 7 bedrooms plus 1 in a guest house and a total of 8 baths.
It has a horse thing, right? Like an equestrian thing?
It does.
Does
it
that come with horses?
Doesn't come with the horses.
And like, let's say, you know, it says 7.9. If it was a cash offer, would they go down to 7.5?
You'd have to ask the agent on that.
Because I am looking for a hot tub. They have a hot tub there?
Yes, they do.
Okay, yeah, because my name is Jason. I'm a businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. So I don't have time to nickel and dime. So you think 7.5?
You would need to talk to the agent about that. I don't know what they would accept, sir. I'm sorry.
I just got one more question. Like, it says it's Reba's old house. Would she sign a guitar if I bought the house?
Sir, I don't know that.
Okay, and if I wrote a check, would I write it out to you guys or Reba?
You'd have to talk to the agent.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
My favorite is, I'm not trying to nickel and dime.
I don't have the time.
So that happened like 3 months ago, right? Okay, now, I want to replay that because Amy has an update in the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Lunchbox, I hate to break this to you, but they would have taken $5 million because that was so far. I know you're like, you think they'd take 7.5 because I'm looking for a hot tub.
I'm trying to nickel and dime.
So it sold for $5 million, and the developer that got it, it's called Starstruck Farm, by the way, plans to turn it into a wedding venue. So now you can get married out at Reba's old house. I guess if everything goes through, but Lunchbox, you missed out on a deal.
Hey, no, he didn't. He wasn't buying it for $5.
Right. Exactly.
He calls. Now, that was from months ago. He actually called to try to buy Jake Owen's house. We're going to do that in the next 7 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Because Jake's house is up on the market, too. I haven't heard this one yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so.
These are great.
That's coming up.
Because that last woman, she did not have time for him.
I just hope you're laid back.
Laid back.
You know, as long as you're laid back. Amy?
Cameron Diaz dropped her wallet outside of a fancy restaurant in Beverly Hills, and a homeless woman found it, but she didn't keep it. She didn't keep any of the money. She returned it to the police, and Cameron Diaz ended up with her wallet back. Wow. That's a little tell me something good in the skinny. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
A little treat to take to work with you today.
The Morning Corny.
What was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination?
What was Whitney Houston's favorite type of coordination?
Panda!
Okay.
Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness. Oh, goodness.
Hand eye.
Panda!
That was the Morning Corny.
Definitely a demographic there. Like,
what?
Like the kids.
That's a good one.
The kids aren't getting that
no,
one.
No, everybody
but.
Knows that song.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
And it's sunshine.
So Jake Owen's house is on the market. Big article about it. Got like tiki rooms and recording studios. And Lunchbox calls up and tries to get in that Jake Owen house. Here we go.
Fourth Properties.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I'm trying to call about 175 Road, trying to get some more information on that.
This is wrong
that's
one?
That's Reba.
Oh, it was put right next to the Jake. All right. Hey, where's the Jake one at, Ray? Here we go. Let's try this one.
Hello?
It's the right one?
Yeah.
Hello?
May I speak with Jeff Lawrence, please?
This is he.
Hey, Jeff, this is Jason Gibble, businessman doing business deals, trying to get that money, and I found a house for sale, and it has you as the premier agent, so I was just trying to call and get...
Dude, you got to work on your words.
Premier River.
Yeah. First, you got like a bullfrog in his throat, and then he can't say the word premier.
Get some more information on that.
Sure. What's the address?
It's 1 Road.
Yeah, it's available.
Well, dude, let me ask you a couple questions, dude. So... can you tell me, is there like a big back porch, you know, because I love, you know, barefoot blue jean nights, dude. Like, whoa. You know what I mean, dude?
I do. That's the way I spend my weekend. It's a tiki hut out back, as a matter of fact. There's a hot tub out back and a screened-in porch.
Dude, that sounds awesome. So you're saying like beaching, dude, like,
yeah.
You know, like putting some limes in my Corona, laid back. You know what I mean, dude? Beaching.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's got they've got surfboards hanging from the roof. So, yeah, it looks like they're doing the same thing.
Do you think I could fit like 100 people in that house for a party? Because, you know, dude, like I like to have good company around all the time, dude.
It's like almost 5,000 square feet.
Oh. Are you trying to do a Jake impression? Is that why he's saying dude all the time?
Yes! So.
And he's using Jake lyrics.
I get the lyrics. Okay.
But he's saying dude.
It sounds like a Ninja Turtle more than he does Jake Owen.
But it almost sounds like the realtor is sort of laid back.
He's pretty chill.
It's Jake acting like the realtor. Nah, man. Yeah, dude.
I feel like...
Come on by, man.
He's like, yeah, it does have a tiki porch.
Wow, that's huge, dude. That's a big house. I am so pumped, dude. Like, I don't want this house to be the one that got away. You know what I mean, dude?
Okay. You want to set up a time to go look at it tonight around 6 o'clock?
All right, dude. Like, this is gonna be like a match made in heaven, dude. Like, we're gonna be like beaching, you know, barefoot, blue jean night on the back porch, dude.
All right, awesome. Sounds great.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. All right, bye bye.
You too.
Is that for real?
Did you go look at it?
No, 6 o'clock didn't work for me. I had somewhere to be.
What?
They were going to let you in the first house ever?
This is the first time a realtor has ever let you without getting, like, a note from your bank that you even have money.
Because I feel like this guy's not the realtor.
I feel like this guy wants to go see it, too.
It's like, hey, dude, I like to see Tiki, too, dude. I haven't been over there yet.
He goes, awesome.
Yeah, that's the property. Sure.
They sound like they can be best buds.
He's like, do you have the key?
Okay, that was amazing.
You could have went to the house and
yes,
you didn't go.
Yes, what?
Obligations.
Come on, dude.
Dude, come on. That's the one that got away, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
Show.
Elizabeth and Lakeland, talk to me.
Well, Bobby, first of all, I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I love your jokes, Amy, but that last one should get you in the penalty box. And Ray did great when he auditioned. Let him come in for a couple days.
What did you not like about Amy's joke?
That the song's so old, trying to explain that one to my kids.
That's what I told her. Like, no one's going to get that unless you're, like, over 30 years old.
What?
You got to know your audience. Your audience is moms and kids.
No. Oh. I was at a Haiti event last night. Adults everywhere, no kids. And I had adults coming up to me telling me that they are fans of the Morning Corny.
Great. So, you're not playing to adults. You're playing to adults and kids at the same time. Time now. We're going to try one more time.
What?
You can't make a joke about the, you know, the Who.
old band.
Yeah.
The Morning Corny.
Where do sheep get their hair cut?
Where do sheep get their hair cut?
At the barber shop.
Okay, see, that's
there
it. That's how you do it. You hit both. You hit the adults who thought it was corny and kids who think it's hilarious. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
We're always trying to improve. Elizabeth, how's that one?
That one was good.
Okay, am I back in it?
I still think you get a one-day penalty.
Damn!
Wow.
All right, a one-day penalty. Woo. Lunchbox will take it over tomorrow for one day and one day.
Yeah.
Let's
go.
Yeah. Guess who's back? Back again. Lunchbox back. Okay, stop it. Thank you.
You're about to get put 2 days.
Appreciate you.
I laughed at that one before I even... Man, I had no idea. That was...
It wasn't funny, but it's just...
It was funny.
It wasn't funny to... Like, there are things that I think are funny that are super dark that nobody else thinks funny, but I choose not to say them out loud. Just because they make
me
laugh.
That one had to be said.
Get your bones on Bobby Bones Show.
Monday morning confessions. Monday morning confessions. Caitlin in Wisconsin, go ahead, confess.
So, when my kids are really stressing me out, I go in my closet and I eat my Oreos.
There you go.
Oh.
It's okay.
Judgment here.
That's all right.
You do you. Thank you for calling. Monday morning confession. Sarah in Oklahoma.
Yes.
Confess.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So sometimes before I send my kids to my mother-in-law's, I'll give them a bunch of sugar and pop so that they're hyper for her.
And that's okay.
That's funny.
That's okay.
But it's okay.
No, that's okay. Yeah. That's you do you. That's okay. No judgment. No judgment. Thank you. Victoria in Oklahoma, Monday morning confessions.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
So I have been lying to my children for 10 years now and told them I was allergic to cats because they've always wanted a cat and I'm not allergic to cats.
And that's, you know, that's okay.
It's a little white lie. No big deal.
It's okay.
Sort of wrong.
Good for you.
You do you.
That's okay.
Monday morning confessions. Amanda in Central Alabama.
Good
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a boyfriend of 11 years, and he thinks I'm an awful driver. And I backed over a parking lot barrier the other day, and I haven't told him yet.
And anything happened to the car?
Yes, it messed up my muffler, but I haven't told him.
You know what? That's okay.
It's okay.
You know?
Probably won't tell him.
Yeah, you do you.
He'll never notice.
Yeah,
you
don't
do
tell
you.
Him.
That's okay.
That's not necessary.
No, no, no. Monday morning commitment. You do you. You're cleansed. Brianna, Charleston, South Carolina.
Good morning.
Good morning. Go ahead.
My kids think you can only go to Chuck E. Cheese if you're invited to a birthday party that's happening that day.
And why would they think that?
Just because it's too much to take them and the run around, and it costs a whole bunch of money. So they think that the only time you're allowed to go is if there's a birthday party going on for one of your friends you were invited to. Otherwise, you're not allowed in.
And you and you told them that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's you know what? That's okay.
That's okay.
Good parenting.
You know what? You do you.
It sort of makes sense.
Every parenting style is different. Yeah. You do you. Monday morning confessions. You do you. Thank you. Paige in Oklahoma. Monday morning confessions.
I wrecked my boyfriend's truck this weekend, but there was no damage, so I didn't tell him.
You know what? You do you.
It's all
that
right.
Is.
That's yeah. I'm just glad you're okay.
That's exactly how you should handle that.
Yeah, it is.
You can handle it better.
So far, I sort of like.
Relate to all of them?
Yeah. A little bit, yes.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, yeah. Feels good. We're not alone.
The Bobby Bone Show.
We'll do a couple more. Monday morning confessions. Eden in North Carolina, welcome to the show.
Hi. For my daughter's 8 years of life, anytime she hears the music on the ice cream truck, she thinks she's out of ice cream.
Oh, that one's bad.
You know what?
That's fine.
You do you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do you. Thank you for, you're cleansed. You're good. Thank you for sharing that with us.
Oh.
What? I can't say that. She's cleansed.
No,
you if you share with us, it's now okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you're okay. Hey, Laurie.
Yeah.
Monday morning confession. Go ahead.
I went to the gym this morning, and on the way home, I stopped at McDonald's.
Yeah. Hey, that's totally fine.
I had to have a hash brown.
You know what? You're cleansed because he told us those calories don't count.
Yeah.
Good for you. You know what? Do you feel good? Good. You do you. Laurie, thank you.
It's like it never happened.
Yep. No more Monday morning confessions. Thank you for them. Until next week. Is your weekend good?
Yeah, it was really good. I feel like it went by pretty fast, but feeling good on a Monday morning.
We went to Lubbock, the Raging Idiots did, and then we played Tulsa. And I took my dog out for the first time.
Yeah, it looked so cool.
Well, so we took a bus, and my dog rides in the car with me all the time. And he sits in the house with me all the time. Rarely does he ride in the house, which is what this is like. And so he struggled a bit at first because the whole house was moving the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but he went and he went on stage. Didn't bother him. Like, they took him out both nights on stage. And he went the whole weekend. And I put pictures up on my Instagram. But both crowds, Lubbock and Tulsa, were awesome. So it was good.
We take him out again?
I can't this weekend because we're flying.
Oh.
I'm not going to put him on a plane, but yes, he'll go out again.
Cool.
But we're playing El Paso and Austin this weekend. But yeah, it was good. It was a good weekend. Got back yesterday at like 11. Just had to stay awake. No naps because I stayed up all night. Then it stormed and I was up all night. It's just what happens. We were playing in Tulsa on Saturday night, the Raging Idiots, and this huge storm happens. It's like, and so they wouldn't let us go out after the show and meet anybody. We did anyway. We got in trouble because we went outside. It was lightning. But so then I got in and there were like four tornadoes, not exactly where we were, but there were four that touched down, eight that happened. They in Oklahoma City, they had to like cancel a Beach Boys concert.
Oh, my goodness.
But it was a crazy storm. We were in Tulsa and The Weeknd was playing. Little Big Town was like four blocks down the road and we were playing. It was like the biggest night in Tulsa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
man, how do people choose?
Must have been so tough for them.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not going to lie to you. The theater was packed where we were.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, we were pretty good. So there's that. A company from Russia wants to help you show off to your friends. And so they've started this thing here where if you pay $250, you can go into a private jet and take pictures for your Instagram.
Funny.
Stop.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
And then?
So you just post them. And there's a professional photographer and they give them to you. And so it's like, just making a quick trip. And so you post them. And people are also doing it. You can pretend to be a bigger deal than you are. You can even hire on-site hair and makeup. Since they're already on-site, they're cheaper.
Oh, wow.
You know what I want to do? I'd like to talk to the quarterback of my high school football team. I haven't reached out at all. His name is Colin Smith.
Okay.
Because my high school won again in overtime, 50-44. They beat Lafayette
Whoa,
County.
Right. It's close.
In overtime, 50-44. I've not reached out in any way. His name's Colin Smith. If Colin Smith, if you're out there from Mountain Pine, call the show. 877-77-BOBBY.
I love this even more than usual because last year they didn't have a team.
My school is so small that they had to quit the season last year because they ran out of players. Like everybody got hurt. We only have like 20 kids on the team anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So now my high school, they're 5-0 in conference.
Wow.
And they're 7-1 overall. They haven't lost. And I think they're going to go to the playoffs. And so, and that would be a couple weeks. So I think I'm going to try to go to the playoff game. I'm pretty sure we're not on the road if we're in the playoffs.
Okay.
But I'd like to talk to him. I never talked to him before. I want to talk to the star quarterback.
It's pretty cool.
I printed off like a thing from Max Preps.
Yeah, all the stats.
Yeah, reading some stats there.
What position did you play there?
Well, wide receiver and kind of defense, but I was scared.
Wait, so you were on offense, you mm-hmm. received the ball, mm-hmm. and then you played.
On defense, they put me in the nickel package only, then, like if it were a prevent defense, because I was scared. I didn't like to get hit. I didn't like to hit people.
So do most people play both offense and defense?
At my school, you had to,
okay, because
we didn't
so
have
small.
Enough players.
Got it. Okay.
So yes, I played both, and I played all special teams. So kickoff return, pump return, all of it.
Yeah.
We had to, though.
Mm-hmm.
Even our quarterback played linebacker.
What?
That's how.
But that seems like an injury waiting to happen. And then if you lose your quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if they sack that quarterback?
Yeah.
Yeah, as a lineman.
Okay, stop.
All right. All right.
So Roy Orbison's going on tour. But he's dead.
He's dead.
Right. Pretty woman. They're putting out one of those holograms and they're touring it.
No way.
Like, I would go to that.
Yeah.
I was thinking, like, that would be cool.
But I've been crying over you. Crying.
Like, Roy Orbison was awesome. And so they're going to tour his hologram. And I was like, who else would I go see as a hologram tour? Here you go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
My top three hologram tours, if they tour them just straight up.
Elvis. Of course.
I watch Elvis hologram. I pay good money for that.
And I'll go with you.
But I want it to be an exact recreation of one of his shows.
Right.
Like, you can't just, like, I want to see the exact Elvis. And you can do that. I'd also go see the Beatles hologram.
Of course. I need somebody.
Except Paul's not dead yet.
Right. So he would be there.
Well,
yeah. I need somebody.
And I'd go watch a Nirvana hologram show. One hologram show, Amy.
I'm going to go Whitney Houston.
Wow. I don't think she moves around a lot, though.
Yeah.
What? What do you mean she moves around a
like
lot?
Like, she sings real well, but I mean, the stage show would be that good.
So you need a hologram that's really active?
Yeah, otherwise I just turn the music up and close my eyes.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like Elvis dances, Cobain smashes guitars.
Yeah, the Beatles, one's alive.
Yeah.
And he's like trying to work it out.
He's trying to talk to a hologram.
A hologram. Play B minor, okay? Lunchbox.
Tupac.
And oh, good one.
Well, that's a thing. That one's already happened.
Now, does it tour or do they just do that for
they
a special concert?
They did it at festivals. That was like the first real one that they kind of put up there.
Oh, I like that.
So, that's the
deal. Does Tupac move around enough for you?
Oh, you want to be a smart aleck?
Oh, man.
Okay, the Tupac move around?
I just feel like, I just feel like he's up there chilling.
Whatever. Amy's making me all nervous to have a Hall of Fame speech ready. I didn't even start on that thing.
Oh, no.
It's true.
I mean, I'm not making you nervous. It's just right around the corner.
Dude,
it is
coming up.
I didn't know if you had been working on it or what. If you are you even giving a speech or what is this going to be like? Or I don't even know.
So I am, oddly, being inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. And
crazy.
So they said, hey, you have to pick somebody to induct you. And so our boss, Rod, is going to be the person that goes up and talks for a few minutes. And then I have to go up and speak. But I haven't thought about it. I have like 80 other things first.
Well, I know that.
We have a Raging Idiot show in Austin on Saturday.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's important.
So, I got a congressional thing on Thursday. I got to go speak in front of the congressman on Thursday.
So you're going to get over that stuff and then you'll start working on it? Or you just go up there and wing it?
Here's the thing about winging it.
What?
I don't really wing things. Successful people don't wing things. Oh. And even when they wing things, they really don't. They're prepared to wing it. If I'm ever winging it, it's a prepared wing.
So you're going to prepare wing.
It's like when rappers come off the dome. They already kind of know what they're going to talk about.
It wasn't straight off the dome?
You know, freestyles are kind of like a decent sale style. Not totally free.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
But what if you like you give them the topic right then and there and they haven't had time to think about the freestyle?
You can do that. I mean,
yeah, I mean, like,
go ahead, hit me with it.
Yeah. My matcha tea.
Matcha tea?
Yeah.
I don't know what that is.
No.
Give me a topic. Matcha tea.
Exactly. I thought you had some stuff off the dome right there.
For matcha tea. Anyway, yeah. I haven't done the speech, but we're all going to Chicago for it.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a thing, huh?
It is going to be. It is a thing.
It'll be an event.
Yeah.
Eddie's pineapple got stolen. His pineapple and lantern.
Pineapple lantern. Got stolen. Middle of the night.
Instead of doing a jack-o'-lantern, he did a pineapple lantern. And someone stole it from his house.
And you know, I told you, and I kind of messed up because I said it was probably better than carving a pumpkin. Probably not the best idea because one, it attracts fruit flies.
Ooh, yeah.
And two, critters will come in the middle of the night and steal your pineapple lantern.
Oh, you think it was a critter?
Oh, for sure, because they left the top, you know, the little grass part.
Oh. But maybe you should spray it with something.
There was even a candle in it, and whatever raccoon or whoever stole it took everything. Savage.
Okay, stop. Everybody stop saying savage.
No
one say savage anymore.
But that's literally a there's savage
picture. That's savage of you there's to say that.
There's now a $10 fine for anybody that says savage on the air.
No, you cannot start fining us for being cool.
I'm like James Brown. I'm just going to fine you guys. You're
fining us for being young and cool.
What, is that savage?
Yes. Oh, $10.
I'm happy to pay it as long as it establishes the new deal.
Well, where does the money go?
To the savage fund.
No.
That's...
If it what's goes the somewhere old good,
age?
I'll...
Like, how old is the old age? Like, what's old?
Oh, 70?
You say 70.
For sure.
Okay, Amy?
I don't know. 85?
Lunchbox?
40?
You're almost 40, you goober.
I know, I'm about to be old.
The old age right now is 83.
Boom. There you go. Nailed it.
83. The survey said these are things that people do to make them feel young. Number one, drive.
Yeah.
Number two, wear clothes that make them feel younger than they are.
At 83? Like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, Daisy Dukes?
I don't think anyone said Eddie. I think they said at 83.
Oh, I thought I said
Eddie. Eddie took offense. Wow. He's like, guys, come on.
Man, I got mad for a second.
And then Facebook comes in at number three.
Hmm.
Yeah. The quarterback from my high school team's on the phone. He did call in. We're going to talk to him in just a second. Yeah, yeah. I've never talked to him before. So they won. They're crushing it.
You don't want to... Get him big head. He's got to concentrate on the game this weekend.
No, baby. Time out. All right, so I want to put on Colin Smith. Hey, Colin, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Colin is 6 foot, 180 pounds. He's a sophomore, and he's the quarterback from Mountain Pine High School, where I went to high school. And so, Colin, you guys won again this weekend, huh?
Yes, sir.
You is an overtime thriller, I hear. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about it.
Well, we never expected to be in this situation in the first place.
What situation did you never expect to be in?
We never expected to have to go into overtime.
Okay. Then what happened?
I mean, overall, I guess it was a close. It was a good close game, but we didn't. We never expected to get there. Our defense. I don't know. Our main thing was tackling. I think what put us in that situation was our tackling.
Yeah, it's a problem. He's a 10th grader starting on the senior high team. Now, is that weird that you have 12th graders that are taking orders from you?
Yeah, it was a little uncomfortable during the first part of the season, but I think I've gotten used to it.
Now you're the leader.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm telling you right there. Now, last year, the team, they didn't finish the season because my high school didn't have enough players. They had to cancel the season. This year, they're undefeated in conference play. How are we feeling going into next week, Colin?
I think we're feeling really great right now.
You're going to play Mount Ida, right?
Yes, sir.
We're going to beat their butts, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And then playoffs. We feeling pretty good about playoffs?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's number two in your scorecard, number one in our hearts. Colin Smith, quarterback, Mountain Pine High School. How old are you, Colin?
I'm 16.
You got a car? Can you drive?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, all right. Be safe. We need you next week, all right? This week.
Yes, sir.
Stay focused.
Yeah, yeah. How you feel? Like, what's the game plan? How are we taking down Mount Ida?
Gotta travel there, so.
Uh-oh, you gotta travel there? I think you dropped the phone.
Huh?
Oh, there you go. You gotta travel there. Go ahead, it's a away game.
Yeah, we're gonna have, we've been told we're probably gonna have a lot of social media during out this week. We're gonna have a, we're gonna have to focus hard because we're gonna have a lot of outside.
A lot of outside influence, like talking in your ear, telling you you're good and stuff. Like
Bobby Bones.
Like me, freak. Dang it. Oh, crap, I shouldn't do that. Well, okay, I'm gonna leave you alone then. Hey, win this one for me though, all right?
Yes, sir.
Dedicate this one to me. Like, before you go out, be like,
oh, my God.
What? No,
Bobby?
No. Come on. Bobby? Colin, come on. Before you go out, be like, hey, we're going to win this one for Bobby. Can you do that, Colin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, number two, Mountain Pine Red Devils. They are 5-0 in conference play, undefeated in conference play. Going to play Mount Ida. Going to beat that Mount Ida butt on Friday night. All right, Colin. Hopefully, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
Okay.
All right, buddy. See you. Have a good day.
You too.
Are you good in school? How's the grades? Everything good? You checking out?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you got
it. Do you have a girlfriend?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
You do?
He's what? A 16-year-old. What do you want?
What do you want him to do? Not date?
He's got to focus on football.
Yeah, I was like, hello, we're going to state champs. You better focus.
Hey, no girlfriend until the football season's over.
Yeah.
Keep your grades up. No girls.
What's her name, Colin?
Cassidy Tucker.
Cassidy, if you're listening right now, I need you to let this guy focus. All right, I got. How old is she, Colin?
Same age, 16.
Yeah. Do you feel like being the quarterbacks helped you, like,
with
the women?
Do what?
You feel like football's helped you get women, girls?
Don't say women.
I mean, not really.
Okay, so she was with you before you were the quarterback.
Before you were famous, was she with you, Colin?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Okay.
All right, because you're a sophomore, you know things can come at you quick. Look at Justin Bieber. All of a sudden, he's full of tattooed. You're not doing that, right, Colin?
No, sir.
All right. Where'd you grow up, Colin? Like, where'd you, like, grow up?
I grew up here.
Yeah?
My whole life.
Yeah, me too. That's where I grew up. Do you know that?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, am I kind of a legend around there or no?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think you are.
He thinks.
All right. Colin, I'm going to let you go. You got class right now or what?
Yes, sir.
What's your first class?
I got family and consumer science.
What in the world is that?
It's called facts. I don't. It's mainly about child development, just life skills.
Yeah. All right. All right. Get focused on the game. I need you to worry about.
Yeah. Where was that class when I was in school?
I don't know. I think Colin takes it because he's a quarterback. I think they're switching him out from biology to that once we're talking about the playoffs. All right, Colin. I'm gonna let you go this time, Colin. Have a good day, buddy.
You too.
I'll meet you soon. One more for Bobby. All right. There you go.
Okay.
Oh boy!
Bye.
Oh man! You guys don't like
that's
that
a lot of pressure, dude. If they lose this week, it's on you.
I know.
Hey, win one for the Bones. Yeah.
Am I a legend around
here? Yeah.
Oh my
he
gosh!
Thinks.
Yeah. He goes, I think. People are questioning the validity of Lunchbox calling, trying to buy celebrities' houses. I will say to you from the bottom of my heart, these are real calls.
100%.
We don't hire actors. Nothing's fake about this. It may come off not that good sometimes, but ain't nothing fake about this. So Lunchbox called 4 or 5 months ago and tried to buy Reba's house. And at the time, it was going for like $7.5 million. We found out today it was sold for $5 million.
Yep.
But this was Lunchbox calling to buy Reba's house.
Forth Properties.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to call about 175 Road, trying to get some more information on that.
It's listed for $7,900,000. It has a total of 7 bedrooms plus 1 in a guest house and a total of 8 baths.
It has a horse thing, right? Like an equestrian thing?
It does.
Does that come with horses?
Doesn't come with the horses.
And like, let's say, you know, it says 7.9. If it was a cash offer, would they go down to 7.5?
You'd have to ask the agent on that.
Because I am looking for a hot tub. They have a hot tub there?
Yes, they do.
Okay, yeah, because my name is Jason. I'm a businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. So I don't have time to nickel and dime. So you think 7.5?
You would need to talk to the agent about that. I don't know what they would accept, sir. I'm sorry.
I just got one more question. Like, it says it's Reba's old house. Would she sign a guitar if I bought the house?
Sir, I don't know that.
Okay, and if I wrote a check, would I write it out to you guys or Reba?
You'd have to talk to the agent.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh. So Reba took quite the hit. $5 million? I mean, dang. So then Lunchbox over the weekend calls to buy Jake Owen's house. Now Jake's house, a little more modest, at $1.5 million.
Hello.
May I speak with Jeff Lawrence, please?
By the way, Lunchbox is attempting to do a Jake Owen impression this entire interview and inserting song lyrics.
This is he.
Hey, Jeff, this is Jason Gibble, businessman doing business deals, trying to get that money, and I found a house for sale, and it has you as the premier agent, so I was just trying to call and get some more information on that.
Sure. What's the address?
It's 1 Road.
Yeah, it's available.
Well, dude, let me ask you a couple questions, dude. So, can you tell me, is there like a big back porch? You know, because I love, you know, barefoot blue jean nights, dude. Like, whoa. You know what I mean, dude?
I do. That's the way I spend my weekend. It's a tiki hut out back, as a matter of fact. There's a hot tub out back and a screened-in porch.
Dude, that sounds awesome. So you're saying, like, beaching, dude? Like,
yeah.
You know, like, putting some limes in my Corona, laid back. You know what I mean, dude? Beaching.
Yes. You know, it's got they've got the surfboards hanging from the roof. So, yeah, it looks like they're doing the same thing.
Do you think I could fit, like, 100 people in that house for a party? Because, you know, dude, like I like to have good company around all the time, dude.
It's like almost 5,000 square feet.
Oh, wow. That's huge, dude. That's a big house. I am so pumped, dude. Like, I don't want this house to be the one that got away. You know what I mean, dude?
Okay. You want to set up a time to go look at it tonight around 6 o'clock?
All right, dude. Like, this is gonna be like a match made in heaven, dude. Like, we're going to be like beaching, you know, barefoot blue jean night on the back porch, dude.
All right. Awesome. All Sounds right. great.
Thank you so much. Have a good one. All right. Bye-bye.
You too.
He was like, see you there, dude.
Didn't even go.
It's like the one shot you had. Normally, you never get invited to go.
Guys, I had other obligations.
What was that obligation?
I had work. Something.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, man.
I had work.
Go tonight.
Call him back.
Go today.
Go.
Yeah, hey, remember that biz man trying to make the deals? I'm trying to go look at that house.
I'll call him back. Get your bones on
Bobby Bones Show. I guess I'll just go ahead and say it. Lindsay and I broke up.
Oh. I had a feeling.
Did you?
Yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just had that feeling from social media. Like, there just wasn't any posting.
We weren't posting anyway.
I know, but I don't know. It was just some absence. It was just weird. And I felt like asking you this weekend, but I never found the right time.
Why? Because we had 100 people around all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
I really didn't talk about it. I only told Amy a couple days ago. But yeah, so it sucks.
Yeah.
Dang, man.
Ugh.
Well, who are you?
Well, it sucks. So, and here's why.
Okay, yeah.
So, I've been dating Lindsay for over a year. We've known each other for a few years. And we started dating, and I was like, we probably should think about this before we date, because it could hurt your career, because other radio stations, Spotify, they're going to hold it against you that you're dating me. I don't even know these people, but they're going to hold it against you. And they did. And so there was at one point this big controversy where a station in Sacramento wouldn't even let her in the building to play. They were like, no, they weren't even on the air. They're like, we're not letting you in because you're dating Bobby. I don't even know those people. And then there were many, many, many instances of this happening over and over again. And it started to put a stress on our relationship to me where I felt like it was my fault that she wasn't able to get it, like, anything going. And she's on a great tour with Brad, and she has an awesome song. But first of all, it wouldn't happen if she wasn't a female artist. This wouldn't happen to a dude. And then secondly, I don't have anything to do with what she does as an artist. And so we tried to be proactive 4 months ago. So we just stopped posting things about each other, stopped everything. But anyway, it's not fair to her. It wasn't fair to her ever. It wasn't fair that people put her on the spot. And it became a humongous stress on our relationship because I felt like now I need to figure out how to make it work because I'm the one that's keeping it from working. And then that's all we ever worked. She's awesome, but I was just like, nope, we got to figure this out. And so, yeah, finally it was like we didn't see each other ever. And then when you finally see each other for a few minutes, it isn't good. But she was over at the house yesterday and we were talking about it, and there's 0% anything bad of this, meaning that any sort of animosity.
Yeah.
I think it sucks. It sucks really bad.
Yeah, that's hard.
Whole life, she's tried to make it as an artist. Yeah. And she finally puts out a record. And the record goes number one. And then radio stations all over the country won't play her because she's dating me. I don't even know these people. And they're holding it against her. And so it just got to the point where it was a weird stress that made everything else, amplified everything else.
Okay.
So, yeah, ask whatever you want.
Because I know how close y'all were before you actually decided to start dating officially. Like, y'all were great friends. I mean, and I assume still are. I don't know what that transition's like, because I'm sure that it's hard. Because obviously there's still feelings, especially if you had to come to this conclusion based on you just wanting the best for her. And that's for her to be able to do what she loves and have a career and not feel like you're in the way. Like, it's almost like, you know?
Yeah, I feel like she spent her whole life trying to do what she's doing, and she's getting penalized for the 1 year of being with me. So, I mean, again, we kind of called it off last week. So it hasn't been like a monthly thing, but she was over at the house yesterday and we were talking about it. And it sucks. It really sucks. But as good as it can be with it sucking, like, we don't dislike each other at all from it. She called Amy last night. I was like, hey, I think they're, I don't know.
Well, I think, yeah, it's hard. It's hard.
It just wouldn't have happened if it was a dude.
Mm-hmm.
Women already have it tough in this industry. And then again, because she chose to date me, I don't know why she chose to date me. I wouldn't date me.
What?
But
she
she's being penalized to this day. I get messages all the time. Hey, they're not playing her because of you. We took our lives completely offline to not put it in people's faces. And people still are holding
still
it against her.
Happening.
It was still happening. And so I can't be the reason that... She doesn't totally agree. She's like, we can fight. But I see it. I see all these middle-aged men who have some sort of like weird boner toward me.
She doesn't totally agree that she's being penalized.
No, she knows she's being penalized. But she's like,
she totally doesn't agree with the breakup.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's hard. And for me, it's like, gosh, I know that you're going through a lot right now. And she's someone that I know you care deeply about and you're so close to. And
I'm now about to start calling names. I know who you are. That's not my girlfriend anymore. I'm going to start taking you suckers down one by one.
I know you're stuck on that right now, but this
Oh,
is
no.
Like
operation number one is now to make them all pay.
Ooh, okay. Say it. Go name number one right now.
Name number one.
Okay, operation number two. Operation number two would be that you're going through a lot right now, especially with your dog, Dusty.
So I'm on tilt. I'll just start yelling at people.
Okay, yeah. Never mind.
No, really. Do people want to mess with me? They want to push me?
Well, you keep trying to make it about that. I have something like serious to say of like concern
no,
of
I have
you and
serious
y'all's relationship.
Too. That what?
That she was who you leaned on for so long, and you're going through a lot right now, and you will continue to in the next few months with Dusty. And I'm concerned. I hope you haven't lost who you're leaning on. Like, I know this breakup is hard on her, but like, you're going to have someone there for you the next 2 months. And I was so thankful you had her. And then now y'all have broken up. So I'm worried about you. It's like another layer to the thing. Like, the next 2 months are going to be hard. They already are.
When Las Vegas happened, it really rattled me 100%. Hard. That's why I got back into therapy.
Yeah.
I started going towards
somebody. There's that too. I didn't even think about that just now, but 100% you're right. There's a lot right now.
But again, she needs to have her own path, and I'll handle me and all my little problems because I'll handle them.
Okay, but I get worried at times like this that you start pushing people away.
That is correct.
And mm-hmm.
Who wants to be pushed?
Okay.
I'm in the mood.
I get the whole radio thing, but I fear right now, because this is like a really difficult time, you're pushing. You have your little Bobby pushing gloves on and you're pushing people away. And that's all I'm going to say. But I hope you know that we're all here for you. Even her, us, as a friend, like, things are, next few months, I'm worried about you. So please don't push us away.
Just let you know, I'm Team Bobby.
No, we're not doing it. Honest to God,
this
we're not doing that.
This is dead serious.
Like, I'm not doing the team thing. That's not even a thing. She said to me, please don't have somebody start doing teams because there's nothing like that. I wish she wouldn't have even said that. But that's not a thing.
Yeah, Yeah, she does. I mean, I think being in the public, you know that people are going to make comments online or do whatever. And I just hope that everybody respects this, that I know it wasn't an easy decision. And I just hope that people are kind online. And
now I can put a picture of us up together because nobody, we're not together
well,
anymore.
That's true.
Like, do you know how hard it is to scrub your entire life with somebody when you're both public figures mm-hmm. and you're together?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty sucky.
Yeah, I know.
So anyway, there's all that.
Okay.
We're not doing the team stuff because there's no team stuff. There's no side. But there's that.
Dang.
So we broke. It sucks. It really sucks.
I was really wondering. I didn't know if you were going to bring it up today for sure.
I wasn't going to. And then I was just like.
You were just real. Okay. You're just like, well, okay. I was like, all right. So here it goes.
It's just a Band-Aid. And so.
You got to rip it off.
You just gotta, it stinks.
I know. And it's, I just feel, it stinks for her too, because, you know, you break up with someone once, and then when you are involved with us who have a public life, which she does too, it's almost like it happens again.
Yeah. And then it's, and people are always asking us about each other.
Yeah, I was getting questions on Twitter and Instagram
too. Oh, anytime I post anything, it's like, yeah. Hey, what's happening? So it's like, yeah, that's, so, anyway, yeah. I don't, any other questions?
Nope. Sorry, dude.
Like,
yeah.
People didn't know. Like, nobody knew. Eddie really didn't know. He felt it.
I didn't know. But nope. So this was kind of a surprise. But again, sorry, dude. Sorry you're going through all that. That sucks. Mm-hmm. Sorry for you.
Hey, weaker people have gone through suckier things.
It's true.
It's good philosophy.
My philosophy on everything.
I mean, that's
like,
good.
Like, weaker people have gone through tougher things.
That's a good philosophy.
End of one. And it'll come out the other side, and she will do it. And she'll take radio down, and it'll be with this song or with another one. That's all I care about.
Y'all just don't get mean, like.
Never.
Who?
Just don't get mean.
Who? Why would we?
With your thing, I'm going to call you names. It's your turn now. Like, don't get too mean with all that.
What are you talking about? He's going to call radio people
out. That's what I'm saying, radio people.
He's not going to call her out. Like,
I'm not saying with Lindsay. I'm saying with the radio people.
No, they deserve it.
Don't get too mean.
No, they deserve it.
Well, I know, but they have it coming. Okay. Don't think that you need to do it.
Huh. Okay. What? He's been holding back for all this time.
I know, but I just don't want it to be worse because of a breakup. Like,
No. Volcano's about to erupt.
No, I want the volcano. I want some lava coming out.
Okay, lunch.
All right. Lava. Anyway, we're done. I don't. If he doesn't talk within 3 minutes, he has to yell words.
Hold on.
To get
Bobby just said the volcano is going to erupt, and I said, yes, I want lava. That's what happens when a volcano erupts, if you guys don't know science.
So anyway, there's that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you got a song, or how do we?
I'm just gonna.
It just got awkward.
The whole thing's awkward. My life's awkward.
It's true.
Day one, I was born.
Awkward.
Awkward. Right now.
Bobby awkward. Awkward.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
New York announces the $1,000 gold top bagel is back.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a hotel there. $1,000
for a bagel.
Mm-hmm. It's some kind of jelly, and they put gold leaves and then white truffle cream cheese. It's pound for pound. White truffle is the second most expensive food in the world next to caviar, they say.
Wow.
The bagels are available November 1st through December 15th for $1,000.
Wow.
Let's try one.
Yeah.
I mean, do we all pull like a whole office, like a lottery, and we all get one nibble?
Yeah, basically.
Huh. Stores across Hawaii are locking up Spam, much like they do razors or condoms or Sudafed.
It's big over there.
Because everybody keeps stealing it.
And they have a selection of, like, Spam with pineapples, Spam with coconuts, Spam. I mean, like, Spam I'd never like seen
flavored
before.
Flavored Spam?
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole article in Hawaii News Now, which I'm a subscriber to. So grocers are having to lock it up. People are stealing it like crazy. It's a delicacy over there.
Is that real news?
Mm-hmm. Yes, for sure.
65 pounds of marijuana arrived with this couple's Amazon order.
What?
Oh, did you not see the story?
No, that is so crazy. I would die if I opened up my Amazon.
Certainly not. What they ordered were some plastic storage bins, but when the packages arrived, they felt the packages were really heavy. They weren't nice and light like you would expect an empty plastic bin to be. Of course, you saw in those pictures, the marijuana was inside those bins, and the customers were afraid that the drug dealers might show up at their house trying to find the drugs.
For sure, that's what I'd be worried about.
Me too.
For sure.
No concern for a customer's safety. I mean, this definitely could have turned into a worst-case scenario.
Is she taking a shower while she's talking?
Yeah, I think it's voice changer.
Well, all I know is...
I'd move.
I'd be scared.
Me too.
Somebody was obviously trying to get them to somewhere, and they picked the wrong place.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing about it going to the wrong place. They want to go get it.
Yeah, they're not going to just let that go.
They're like, guess we'll just chalk this one up to
too many TV shows.
Me too.
Yeah, the guy who did that, he's in trouble.
Whoa.
A Virginia man wins a $250,000 lottery jackpot 5 months after a $200,000 win. He hit it twice.
That was just a warm-up.
Yeah.
That's right, Amy.
That was the warm-up, yeah. Choking deaths have increased almost 20% because people are too in a hurry.
And they're so they're eating too fast.
Yeah.
So choking, people are dying because they're not taking enough bites because they're all in such a hurry.
Adults have forgotten how to chew.
People need to slow down.
Oh, but you can give yourself the Heimlich, by the way. In case you have nobody else around you, it's just you. You can use the chair, and we put an instructional video up at BobbyBones.com.
Oh,
wow. Thanks, because Amy. That's
you can, and
that's
you just
informative.
Like fall on it.
Yeah, yeah, really? Lean up against the chair like, ugh, and then out will come the food because apparently we don't know how to chew.
Interesting.
You know, everything's automatic now. Whatever happened to you?
I got you, Miranda.
Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
I was listening to music on the bus this weekend. We went to Lubbock and Tulsa and played a couple Raging Idiot shows. And I was listening to this song from Tucker Bethard, which is out now. I guess it's been out for a while. But I have a bunch of that Tucker stuff in the mix of my music when I travel. I don't know if you... Do you remember when he played this song, I'll Take on the World with You?
Can't say that I do. Okay. Maybe once you play it, I might.
I played it, and I was oddly, like, super emotional. Hmm. You know, he has an EP. I wish he'd put out a full record. But this is, like, I was listening to the song, and I was like, this is not a radio single or anything, but it's called I'll Take on the World with You. Listen to this one from Tucker. It's about him and his brother. Like I got your back kind of thing.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah. His name's Tucker Bethard.
On the school's playground, he's calling me names and pushing me around, and his jaw got jacked. I still owe you for that. Mama felt crack and daddy saw red when he found them cigarettes on your bed, but I said they were mine, 'cause you had a date that night. But let me hold your trouble when you too heavy, let me fly when you're high, let me sink like a stone when you're low. Brother, let me say a little prayer for you, take a sucker punch for you, I'll do anything for you, yeah, you ain't alone, yeah, I'll take on the world. Same temper with the same short views, same last name, same Bible tattoo that I tucked you into. Man, I swear that's still cool. We both tried to act up when you loaded your truck to chase that dream that broke the band up. I said some things that you know I didn't mean. But let me hold your trouble when it gets too heavy. Let me fly when you're high. Let me sink like a stone when you're low.
Good, huh?
Yes, and now that I've heard the lyrics, I remember when he played it in here.
It's like everybody can find somebody in their life they're like, mm-hmm. Like, yeah, that's good.
We ain't got to sit here, we got enough proof from the heavenly highs and the hell we've been through. But let me hold your trouble when it gets too heavy. Let me fly when you're high. Let me sink like a stone.
Not even new, but I was listening to it and I was like, man, that song is good.
You know what else I listened to was the new Chris Stapleton. So he put out the first track from Volume 2, From a Room Volume 2, mm-hmm. It's called Millionaire, and it's really good. I've been trying to figure out this Chris Stapleton thing, and I think I figured it out.
Okay.
Meaning, everybody buys it and loves it, but he hasn't had a song that's been like a radio song. I know why it is. They're all so good. It's like Broken Halos is another one that's on the radio.
Yeah.
Then he puts out Millionaire. All I want to do is play Millionaire. I don't even want to play Broken Halos anymore because Millionaire is so good.
So he doesn't have time to get
he
anywhere.
Has too many good songs. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, Chris. If you just put out one song only,
let it do its thing, and then
yes,
that, okay.
It's like there are too many good TV shows right now, so we all can't find one good one to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Stapleton effect. He's got too many good songs. Go to one of his shows; everybody's singing every word to every song. This is called Millionaire from Chris Stapleton.
They say love is more precious than gold. It can't be bought and it can't be sold.
Good, huh?
Like it.
Well, we ride around, so again, that's coming out. That'll be out, I think, December 1st. That what you said? That record's coming out?
Yep.
Like him and Luke's are coming out a week. Anyway, I wish Tucker put out a record. Need Stapleton to put his out. Got a bunch of good music coming out. We have to do your pile, huh?
I'm ready.
Are you? Okay, sorry, I got a little music kick over there.
No. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So I figured out what Blake Lively does. You know, Blake Lively married to Ryan Reynolds to keep her figure in check.
Yeah, she's genetically blessed. Let's all just admit it. To be like that.
Is that it?
Yes. Like, no, I mean, you can still work out and be better shape. But yes, that there's your answer.
Well, she says that she... in the freezer, like next to any of like the ice cream they have in the house or whatever, she has a photo of Giselle right next to the ice cream. So if she opens up the freezer and even thinks about it, she sees Giselle and she's like, ah, never mind, don't need it.
I'd be like, I wonder if Giselle likes the ice cream I'm about to eat.
However, she said Ryan is getting more ice cream. Yeah.
But again, we're all kind of built like our parents. All the working out that I do, I'm still always going to kind of be the same.
But you can still eat. I eat completely different than my parents did growing up, you know?
You know what I ate? I ate a quarter pounder of cheese from McDonald's at like 1 a.m. is the only thing open. Mm-hmm. It's so good. And I don't eat a lot of like hamburgers. And I had a fry too.
One fry or the whole fry?
No, how did you stop?
The whole thing. I had a whole thing. Oh, I had a fry order. It was amazing.
Yeah.
It was really good. And I didn't even hate myself after it. I deserved it. We did a video. We were warming up in the shower. Like our band was, because the acoustics are really good. And the whole thing was we walked out of the shower, and then I walked out in my underwear and was singing with the shower head.
Yeah.
And I got a note like, hey, maybe you should take that off your Instagram. I was like, why? I'm not butt naked. I'm just kind of naked. You can't see anything except lumps. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's underwear.
Yeah, so I didn't take it down.
It's fine. Oh, there we go.
Eddie, for the band, like, was it awkward for y'all? Like, y'all were just hanging out?
Listen.
Bobby is...
Y'all all have your clothes on, and then...
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
We're not as free as Bobby is with his...
But, I mean, he literally just got out of the shower, or what?
No. I was like, if we're going to do this, let's just commit to the comedy. And I took all my clothes off.
Okay.
It's on my Instagram.
Oh, so you did not take it down. Sorry.
No, it's still up there. Oh. Mr. Bobby Bones. Yeah.
Attaboy.
It's gray. Or black and white, whatever you
such
call it.
A rebel.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah, gray. Yeah. The old...
That old gray picture.
Such an idiot. Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
it's been a rough morning, okay? Announced a breakup.
Right.
Oh,
I know.
Yeah, I know. Go ahead. I just saw someone write a tweet.
What?
No, is it mean?
No. Okay, it's from us. It's just weird to see like the Bobby Bones Show account reporting that Lindsay and I broke up. Mm-hmm. It's not wrong, but it's like, in case you missed it, Bobby broke the news. He and Lindsay are ... Now I'm going to click it and see. I've been teased into my own story. Him and Lindsay are no longer together. Yeah, not a typical day. Let me read that. Did you write this, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, I did.
Not your typical day on the Bobby Bones Show. Bobby told us something this morning that broke a lot of people. What? Bobby and Lindsay Yell, his longtime girlfriend, are no longer dating. They're still friends. There are no hard feelings. Bobby said that due to his position in radio and Lindsay's career as an artist, it took a toll on their relationship, something Bobby has been open to from the beginning. Bobby told us this morning, our hearts break for both. I mean, come on. Let's not be that dramatic. Nobody's heart's breaking for us.
Yes, Twitter is.
Some people might be. They were like hoping for little like baby Lindsay Bobby babies.
Nobody cares.
I'm a little sad. I'm not heartbroken, but it's sad.
Like there are.
I'm sad for you. I'm sad for her. I'm sad for what she did for you in your life, and now if she's not doing it, what will happen?
I'm a big boy. I'm good at being alone.
Okay, yeah.
I'm good at being sad.
You can tell yourself that over and over and over again.
There's nobody better at being sad than me.
I agree with
you
that.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Really good.
You want to talk about taking a bunch of feelings and putting them into a tiny little box and just taking that box and stuffing it down deep as possible?
That's suppressing.
Who's the champ?
I'm the champ. I'm number one.
That's not you being sad.
I am number one.
Suppressing.
Yep.
Proud of you, man.
If there was an Olympic suppression, I would represent America and I would walk out with the flag.
Yeah.
And I would win.
First place. Gold.
I'd be like, look at this fake smile. USA. USA.
And everyone at home is like, he's good. This guy's good.
That guy's really good. I can't even tell he's like dying on the inside. It's just amazing.
Well, you get that's not you being really good at being sad.
Go ahead. What else do you have?
Okay, so men who whistle at women, y'all don't do that, right? Nobody in here whistles.
I can't even whistle, really.
They're like,
yeah,
or ow, or whatever. Well, in France, if that happens, they're now considering like fining people. It's harassment, and you will get fined if you do it. And I hope that spreads all across the lands.
I mean, everywhere I go, I get whistled at. You can find them.
Y'all want to play a fun game of share your salary?
What? Okay. Go, you first.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a great game. You first.
We would all agree that there's like an unspoken workplace rule where you don't really disclose your salary to your coworkers or whatever. But now they're saying millennials are doing it and it's like a thing and it could be good for you because knowledge is power and knowing what your friends and colleagues make in a similar field will make sure that you're, first of all, getting compensated what you should be getting, or if you need to like break ties and move on to where you get what you need.
I absolutely agree with that. And Charlamagne knows how much I make because we compare salaries. We work for the same company.
So it's like you pick and choose who you...
You find your peer person and you talk to and make sure nobody's getting dinked over.
Who do I talk to?
You? Maybe like Danielle from Elvis's show. But you're locked in for a long time, so you're done. You know what I mean? I know how much you make. Can we tell them?
Yeah, play.
I mean, come on.
We're listening.
Don't be a hypocrite.
We're all us. We're all the co-hosts.
We're millennials.
Stop.
Amy, stop it. Don't try to act like you're one of them. Amy's like, we're all the same.
Yeah, we're not the same.
Amy, don't even play. Don't be a hypocrite.
What was my next thing?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and lastly, I know y'all always tell me I need to learn Creole because my children speak Creole. And if you are trying to learn a new study or a new language, I'm sorry, a study has found that you might be better at learning it if you've just hit the bar. Mm. So if you have a few drinks and then you start learning the language, evidently you'll retain it.
All right. Anything else you want to share with us?
No.
All right.
That wasn't a very fun game.
You brought it
last
up.
Chance.
Yeah.
I wasn't saying we should do it. I said the young kids are doing it.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we should play that game.
And then you compared everybody in the room as co-hosts, so I figured.
We are.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you do that with Charlamagne, though.
Uh-huh. We both know how much each other make.
Smart.
That's good. That we know.
That's how you do business.
How much does he make?
Hip-hop world pretty comparable to country or what?
It doesn't matter. I would never reveal anything about anything that anyone tells me. So you will get no answer from me regarding that. You won't even get a lean on anything.
So you're saying it's comparable.
I'm saying nothing.
Just kidding.
I'm saying nothing.
I know it's way different.
He knows my secrets. I know his. That's it. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bobby Bones Show.
We have two options. We can talk about John Stamos getting married, or I can read you a blind item that I have. That's
blind.
Stamos. Come on.
Yeah. All right. John's married. Great. Now give me a blind.
Is that his first time to get married, by the way?
I don't know. He looks like he's still young, so it doesn't matter, right?
I mean, he's like 55, but he still looks good, yeah. All right, here's the blind item. This is handed to me.
So it's blind to you, too.
Oh, I know who it is.
Oh, okay.
But this is handed to me.
All right. What you got?
So there are rumors about country star blank. Apparently, he's asking multiple girls to come home with him for Thanksgiving to meet his parents. He was also texting at least five girls that have been on The Bachelor at the same time, not thinking they would compare notes, but they did. He would also FaceTime girls the same night and go on dates with other girls. They would compare notes. Sometimes he would get questioned and say, "We're not serious. We just kiss a little bit." That was his constant answer. He's also very persistent and texted one girl from The Bachelor so much she blocked his number.
What?
Wow.
I can't tell you who it is.
Oh, not even if we guess it?
No, don't guess it. No.
Oh, I was going to guess. Yeah.
No.
Oh, this is a game.
No, it's a game. It's called Blind Item and we leave it blind. But that's about somebody. You can figure it out yourself.
Give us like a hint.
It's a dude. Oh. The Bobby Bones Show. All right, we're going to wrap this thing up. Thank you for being here. I'm on Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Amy, what's up today?
Ooh, I am getting ready for, I have another Haiti event tomorrow night, and I got to get ready for that. Like, I'm in charge of swag bags.
Lunchbox?
Soccer game tonight, 8:30. Taking to the pitch.
So late.
8:30, that's not late.
P.M. to start
it's
a
really
game.
Late.
I mean, it's over by 9:30, 9:45. You're at home by 10:15, in bed by 10:45.
But you can go to bed immediately.
Immediately.
Like, if I play a game at 8:30, I go to bed at 9:30. I don't even fall asleep till 1 a.m. Yeah, no way, man. I have a bunch of meetings today, but I'm going to box a little later. And then I have to write jokes. I have to do this correspondence thing with the senators. Like, I have to get up and talk in front of all these, like, in D.C. later this week.
Like, senators, like the U.S. Senate?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, Paul Ryan.
I've seen him on TV.
And they've asked me who I wanted to sit with, and I was like, whoever can get Amy the kids the fastest. Like, I don't care what state they're from.
That's amazing.
I told them. I was like, because I want to talk to them. I need to get these kids over here.
Yeah, do it.
So I got to work on those jokes.
I forgot I have an invite for all of y'all. Goat yoga today, 3 p.m.
What? Goat yoga. You mean going to a farm in spandex?
No, it's at an actual studio.
That's all a goat yoga is.
It's indoors in a studio. Yeah. Y'all are invited. Come if you want.
Cool. Hey, if you guys want to pay, I've got white dog yoga in my house.
Oh, cool. That sounds fun.
Yeah. It's happening. Anytime you want, just pay.
Okay,
show them spandex.
Fine.
You can play my dog while you stretch.
No biggie.
I will see you guys on Tuesday. Thanks for hanging out. The Bobby Bones
Show. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people,
It gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're going to love season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.